I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Tristan Caracino.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Randy Cote.
And we're talking taco time.
Fresh, fresh, delicious.
And we are joined this time. I can't say this week because it's been like 9 months since we've recorded.
This trimester.
by Randy's compatriot on the tour to Taco Time, which we will discuss later in this pod. Please welcome Colden Cullen.
Hello, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Long time listener, first time caller.
There you go. We start off though with breaking news. We are the only, I guarantee it, the only podcast that has had multiple emergency pods about the taco
There
burger
we
at
go.
Taco Time
Check the
Northwest.
Marine Layer podcast.
Because it is back as of Tuesday. And have all of us had it today? Tristan, did you have it?
Absolutely, I did.
Oh yeah.
Checking in, yes. Even Colton had it. That's true.
Five for five here. All right, who wants to start us off here with thoughts on the return
Well,
of the
I
taco
guess
burger?
there's a question. We know that the rest of us have had the taco burger before. Colton, have you had a taco burger before today?
No, today was my first experience. It was
Well,
maiden voyage.
we should start there then.
Like, did you even have one back in the day, the old 1.0 taco burger?
No, this was literally my first ever burger of taco. I was very impressed, I will say. I don't really know. Randy didn't give me, I didn't know anything about what I was getting into. Randy didn't give me any context. He just like he frantically texted me this morning and he's like, "Hey man."
Everything is right condensed into words taco and burger.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, "Hey man, there's this taco burger thing. We should do that for lunch." And I was like, "Great, love that." Yes, we did. We got one of the chicken, one of the beef, and we split them both. And yeah, I mean, it was a lot more taco and a lot less burger than I was expecting, but I think that that's good. Like, I think I would just describe it as if like, sometimes you get a taco and they ask if you want it on like a flour or a corn tortilla, and this would be like if you're like, "Fuck that, give it to me on a hamburger bun," right? Like, that's basically what
Yes.
it is, right? And it's fantastic. I think it works exactly as described, and I had a very positive experience.
I mean, the Thousand Island is key too, but yeah, the brioche bun, really the star of the
Okay.
show.
Wow,
Okay.
Randy, do you have hot
Here we
Thousand
go.
Island ticks? I feel like Randy's coming in
I
raw
text
this
I so
entire
I texted
episode.
this group a picture of the burgers to be like, mission accomplished, whatever. And I said I had takes. I don't think we got Thousand Island today on this burger. It's
What?
not
I
yet.
did.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
so
know I did.
and that was the old one. And we got it, and it was either just like ranch or just straight up I think it
mayonnaise.
was mayo because it didn't taste like ranch. Yeah, and so it was like just a little there, just the lightest amount of maybe mayo. And I
Can
said
you
to
screen cap this, Kevin?
Colin. So I was like, well, that's interesting. And I didn't in the moment go and click around and see like it, are they doing something different, whatever, until an hour later when I saw their official post, you should go have one for lunch. And of course I was like, joke's on you, Taco Time. I already did. And it talked about the Thousand Island, which was very just not evident. And I even said to Colden when we had it, I was like, yeah, in the Thousand Island, it's a little tangy. You get a little like pickly moment, which is a little burgery. Like, and that was not what we experienced today. But also, the Interbay Taco Time was kind of going through it today at lunch. So it was the first day. So,
I think there was two people working there when we
yeah.
were there.
So it
Yeah.
was, and yeah, all the Expedia people were, trying to get their taco burger. And so, gotta give it another go in a little bit,
I
but.
love the idea that the Expedia people were lining up for the taco burger. We were it, I feel like.
Only because the Sonic's office moved, it is no longer down the street. Otherwise, it would have been our contingent.
Truly.
I don't recall like mayo even being in the
That's what I was gonna
building.
say.
So,
No,
but
that's why I was like, was it the white sauce? Was it? It was something, because it was not nothing, but it was
could have
not
been
Thousand
just
Island.
like some regular sour cream, maybe, or
Yeah.
no, I don't know. I felt like the texture was different. It was not like a dry taco, but it was also not like it didn't feel like it added anything of like flavored note. It was just kind of like, yeah, it's a little moist now. I don't
At
know.
first, I thought there was just nothing on it. And then I looked and it was like, there's something here, but it's not
That's true.
Thousand
I watched Randy peel lettuce off of a
I'm
bun.
appalled at this report that you have right
Yeah.
now.
PSI taco time.
I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, whatever condiment you're talking about, unless it's ranch, ranch would be fine, right? S sour cream, possibly. It's funny that sour cream is a normal taco ingredient, American taco ingredient, but at taco time, it just seems terrible. Like, we're like, ranch, yes, that is it.
Yes.
Whatever you had on this taco burger was incomplete as far as these taco burgers are concerned. And you still liked it, Colton?
I did, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see what more we get, you know, as we kind of get into our warming up period here. But yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. I like tacos and I like...
I was like, you know how the ranch has like a whipped nature to it, right? And the sour cream to a lesser degree, it was not like that. It was like, it tasted like straight up mayonnaise. I wondered if, anyway.
Weird.
So weird.
I don't think I would eat that if it had mayonnaise on it.
I mean, I'd try it.
Yeah, but... I'd eat it.
It's a one-of-a-kind thing. We'll probably never get to have it again.
So. Yeah, no, no one else has ever had this taco burger,
that
probably.
That is true.
Except all those Expedia employees.
Just lining up.
They ran out of Thousand Island. They're just like, this'll do.
Fuck it, mayo.
Yeah, by 1240, close they enough. Ran out of Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Shit, send someone to Safeway and get some mayonnaise.
I did not know this information that you're saying. And we made, it was Taco Tuesday at the Carcino household, obviously. We had white American tacos. And Marco was like, I'm thinking about putting mayonnaise on my taco. And I was like, Marco, do not do that. I was like, it would be abhorrent if you put mayonnaise on this taco. These flavors do not go together.
No, it wasn't bad.
All right.
But it was also, it was such a light touch, so.
And the bun probably helps, you know. We're used to mayonnaise in a bun, you know.
Yeah. That's a little like the old joke. In such small portions, too.
Wow, okay.
No, I mean, I thought that my taco burger 2.0 was outstanding. I don't know where you were at, Chris and Tristan.
So
did
good.
You do any customizations, either of you?
I added corn salsa. Because I don't think I could eat anything without it anymore. But
we went no mods because it was his first time, right? We needed to level set.
Except for the mayo, of course.
Yeah, of course, obviously. This one does.
I don't know where you found that one in the app. I always put pinto bean on my chicken taco burger to give it the greater consistency, you know, to
hold everything in place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did pinto bean as well. I did beef. I don't know if I would do pinto bean with the chicken, but I did beef with the pinto bean and then jalapenos as well. Honestly,
jalapenos on the burger.
Yeah, yeah, right on there.
That they put on.
Yes.
Or you? Okay. Nice.
Not to put Colden on blast, but when you walk up to the menu, it was like one price for pinto bean, and then it said beef, chicken, and then a price. And so he was like, "Oh, the beef chicken one, like beef and chicken, like co-mingled is what." Was and I was like, oh no, they're separate. And then I was like, eh, but actually, you know,
the dot in the middle between the two is very small. In my defense,
yeah, it was a very small dot.
Because Randy was like, let's get one of each, and I was like, well, I only see two things up there, and one of these doesn't. Oh, well, they both sound confusing. I don't know.
Isn't Taco Time International where they just have meat.
Meat. Oh my god! The first time I saw that, I immediately left the building. I was like, I can't.
That's good. And burning down the place.
Comes by it, honestly, folks. Yeah.
Oh, that was the learned the hard way that those are two different taco times that day.
Everybody has to learn.
By listening to the podcast.
That's the easiest way to learn about it.
By listening to my favorite podcast. No, I thought it was phenomenal, though. Honestly, it was precisely the same as the previous generation of Taco Burger.
Was it last year or was it longer?
It was last spring, right?
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Around the same time.
I thought it was before or after our last Chicken Caesar orbit? I can't recall. But it was on either side of the Chicken Caesar.
Yeah. And when they relaunched it the last time, I think I ate three within like 10 minutes.
That's commitment. Anything else on the taco burger before the listener goes and checks it out?
Clearly... If anyone, just drop me a line. If this mayonnaise is more than just a one thing, we gotta know.
Or if you want mayonnaise, go to Interbay. Yeah. Let us know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's good. Al's recommendation of getting the beans, which is something I was thinking about when I was in the middle of eating it, because it was, you know, it gets kind of messy. I was like, oh, some light beans would be nice on here to hold everything in place. And obviously corn salsa is the shit. So I would recommend that.
So this time when the Taco Burger 2.0 reappeared on the LTO limited time only menu at Taco Time Northwest. It was replacing the corn chowder is the winter
corn chowder, and they had the spicy.
That's what I was getting to, because the last time we recorded back in July, the only one of us who had had the spicy tater fries at Taco Time Northwest was Tristan, because they popped up originally at his home Fairwood location, but subsequently they went chain wide, and obviously all of us had the opportunity to try those. Chris, let's start with your thoughts.
Way spicier than I was expecting. Still not like crazy spicy. Pretty good. You know, I don't get the fries too often because I'm always taking it to go, but I do like throw them right into the air fryer when I get home when I do that. So it's pretty nice. Get a start on your meal, and then you can, a few minutes in, boom, hot, spicy, Mexi fries, ready to go.
Randy, what did you think?
I got them in my office on day one, and we did a tasting, and I didn't know if it was a day one thing too, kind of like this mayo burger, but it was like a little, it's just going to haunt me forever. It was like a little salt fries. Bomb. There was so much seasoning on it. Mm-hmm. And to Chris's point, it was spicier than I expected. And the smoked paprika is what really, like, I think made it unique. It wasn't just spicy. There was something more to it. Really great in the ranch, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like Chris, I'm not normally a Mexi fry every time kind of guy, but I got the spicy ones every single time I went for this whole time. I hope that it got less seasoning as time went on, and it felt like that did happen, like they dialed it in a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, you need to like mix them up a little more. Yeah, the first time I had them, it seemed like it was kind of heavy.
Yeah,
on the seasoning, but
I had one time I had a, there was a lot of extra season, like tons of seasoning at the bottom and those little tiny little crispy things. And I was having a tostada salad, and I just dumped that whole thing in the salad. And that was like a great,
that's genius.
Good little, salty, spicy moment. So yeah, no, it was good. I'm glad they did it.
So I had them a couple of times, including just last week at the Silverdale location. I'm still nowhere close to Randy, but ticked a new TTNW off my personal list on the peninsula over there. And the thing that stood out to me is that it wasn't quite the, I agree that it was spicier than I expected. It also wasn't quite the spice palette I was expecting, because it was almost a little sweeter. Like to me, it reminded me of sweet, spicy chili Doritos. I don't know if you guys know what those are. That's like the kind of purple bag.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I am seeing, as I search for the spice blend of sweet, spicy chili Doritos, that smoked paprika is a part of that. So maybe that's a common ingredient.
I co-sign that entire analysis. Yes, it's big, spicy.
Were you more likely to, like, going forward, are you more likely to get the tater fries if they're spicy than just the regular tater fries?
Oh, I know for me, 100%. Yeah. I even, like, today we had them with the taco burger combo meal, and I was like, it's fine, but I got to like mix this hot sauce with this ranch, and I got to do, you know, I got to go through that whole thing. It was nice to just have a ready to go tater fry, perfectly seasoned, if not over seasoned, but we'd rather have it over seasoned. So that's my vibe.
Yeah. I would lean to get them more often. Because of that. One of the last times I did, though, when I visited, I don't know, it was Tumwater Taco Time or something, I ordered the spicy, but ended up with the regular ones. But that was, I ordered in person, didn't order ahead, so maybe the lady didn't hear me, but...
It's a rookie mistake. Ordering in person with your mouth?
Yeah.
Could never. No, I like that it is spicier, though, because a lot of times, like, if you're at Wendy's and they have spicy nuggets versus regular nuggets, and they taste kind of the same. Same with, like, McDonald's spicy, and you're like, if you're ordering the spicy thing, you should taste it, right? Like, you're there, you've opted in for the spice, and that's what I like about it, because I was a little surprised from Taco Time, because there's not, I mean, you could find spice on the menu, but base items are not particularly spicy almost anywhere. And so the first time I had it, I think is why all of us were so surprised, because it was kind of like, oh, Like Taco Time actually has something that's spicy here, and I thought it was pretty exciting. I really like, I would eat normal Mexi fries, but I wouldn't order them unless it was spicy.
I'll order them either way, so it doesn't actually change my ordering, but I definitely was inclined. Like when the spicy tater fries were on the menu, that was exclusively what I was going to order for sure. So I think a very worthy addition and something that we're going to hope to see on a regular basis as part of the LTO options, if not eventually a full-time promotion to the menu at some point in the future.
Yeah, I'm just curious how they have to have it set up, because you would think this would be something that they could just do all the time. Doesn't have to be that special, but it's like then you need another tray where you're seasoning the spicy ones, and are, you know, they're probably just doing them one order at a time. So maybe a little logistically not a good move to have all the time, but maybe hopefully they did well and they can bring them back sooner than, you know, later, waiting, you know, another year.
Could you imagine a chicken Caesar soft taco with spicy Mexi fries on the inside?
Oh, come on.
Just
man.
Like, that's your gift from me right now. Just dream fuel. Just like, you're welcome.
That does sound incredible. The combination, the chicken Caesar, like you always want like flavor palette wise, right? And the chicken Caesar is so creamy, right? And you always want that like hint of spice in it. And I think the hot sauce to me, like the consistency of the hot sauce isn't quite right. You need something that's a little bit more textured to go with the chicken Caesar. So I think it'd be the perfect item.
I mean, well, they do the little chip strips and they season those. Maybe they can hit those with the spicy seasoning.
What are those called? Tortilla?
It's just like strips. They're just chips.
Not bad. Yeah. They're not bad.
All right. Well, let's get to the lead of this week's episode as we recap the tour to Taco Time. Randy, tell us a little bit about how this came about.
So as you may know, the listener, I have a spreadsheet, right? And, you know, yes, it had the, you know, tracker of the quest on it, but there's a second tab. It's called Talkin' Taco Time Topics. And, you know, when a vision comes to me of some dumb Taco Time thing to do, I just put it down there. Or if other people tell me things, like I've got some future stories, my sister-in-law knows the person who says they invented Crustos, and I've got to go track that down. And there was someone I was working with 5 years ago, and they said that they knew someone that had walked to every Taco Time in Seattle. And I was like, yeah, no. I think a bike ride.
Walked from where? Like,
surely starting was.
I've walked to almost every Taco Time in Seattle, but it's just like, you have to have a starting point.
Like from one to the other. Like they did like a 30-mile walk that like.
You can walk across the like the lower West Seattle Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever done it.
So the Tour to Taco Time was born. And then obviously, right, like Colden and I met 2 years ago and, you know, through playing hockey and, you know, you quickly learn about people and, you know, Taco Time, you know, kind of comes up with me. Hey, you want to go get some Taco Time? You want to listen to Taco Time? You know, it's just like
wearing the shirt after all.
What? And so anyway, Colden also likes to ride a bicycle just like I do. And so it was like, well, this seems great. This seems like a great little like friendship outing.
I believe Randy texted me and asked, what is your relationship with a bicycle?
What are your bicycle credentials?
Yeah, truly, yeah.
Do you have certifications? Can anybody prove this?
Yeah.
Your relationship with the bicycle makes me think of the old SNL parody car commercial, but that's a different story.
I thought it was going to be, what is your relationship with Taco Time? Nope.
Yeah.
Bicycle. Oh, no, we'd already established that relationship.
Randy figures that out about a person right away.
Absolutely.
But relationship with the bicycle.
I don't fucking do. Okay.
Further along. Like,
I don't think we got any background from Colden on his Taco Time credentials.
Yeah, that's true. We should go through and ask the normal Talkin' Taco Time questions. Maybe we'll do that after, but
yeah,
we could start with Taco Time credentials.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You're on the spot now, Colden.
Yeah. So I moved to the Seattle area about 10 years ago and quickly found I lived in Redmond at the time and frequently found myself over on the other side of town for like gym and stuff and stopped by that Taco Time a couple times and just kind of decided that it was exactly what I wanted. fast food Mexican food to be, or quote unquote Mexican food. But yeah, and then kind of ever since, it's been a regular in my rotation. The Wallingford Taco Time was big for me for a long time because living in Ballard, anytime I go across town, I was kind of going past. I know, I don't, I feel bad.
R.I.P.
Sorry, everybody. The glass box in the sky.
Chipotle,
yes. No, I don't mean Chipotle. Yeah, and so I mean, I'm definitely not, I would not call myself a super fan, but I enjoy Taco Time every chance that I get. Yeah, for a while, it was just Randy and I would just send each other pictures of Taco Time sitting on our car seats on the way home and whatnot. My
That's
one,
what one does.
yeah, it's truly fantastic.
Trapped in.
The rare transplant who
I know,
came
that's what I was
here
going
and
to say. Yeah.
enjoys Taco Time.
I don't get why people don't like it. Because a lot of my friends are like, oh, it's just like Taco Bell, but worse. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, you're doing this wrong in pretty much every way. But yeah, we tolerate that. But just.
They need a severance chip for their brain that you do, it's like you don't need to think about Taco Bell while you're having Taco Time.
That's
They're
right.
two different
It's
things,
not
two
the
different
same.
worlds.
Or
Yeah.
Mexican food also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or
Or
any
yeah,
real
exactly.
Mexican food.
Yeah. So this past summer, so yeah, we met in April of 2023 playing on a tournament team. And then fast forward a year to April 2024, we played on the same team in a league last summer for the same time. And so it was like, we're seeing each other more often. We would go to Taco Time after our games, right? We actually, our team had a little tailgate that we had a tailgate at Taco Time. I think I mentioned on the pod as a team, Colden, it was out of the back of Colden's truck, right? So it was pretty like set that it's like, we're going to do this tour to Taco Time thing. And as some of you may know from social media, there's a Taco Time bike club or bike team. They're a competitive cycling team that Taco Time sponsors. And so I reached out to Taco Time and to the cycling team and was like, hey, can I buy one of your jerseys? Because, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it in style. And they basically said, unfortunately, no, only official members of the racing team can wear the jerseys. And I was like, totally respect that. And they said, but we'd be willing to let you borrow them if you. They'd asked us like three questions of like, will you like, represent us well? Will you help cyclists along the way if they need help? And will you follow all laws? And we're like, we can do that, right?
No,
Like,
they don't even care if you wash the shirt.
yeah, that's because I thought that was gonna be one of them, but no, helping
Although
cyclists.
we did have the fun interaction in that Randy also asked if we could borrow bib shorts with that with the brand, and the guy was like, most people don't really share
I wanted to look the whole part all the way, and
Yeah.
then where it's like, yeah, that's like basically like sharing underwear with someone. So we moved on from that, and we arrived at just the shirts. So shouts to Joe Huber from the cycling team. We met up at a coffee shop, got a chat,
Is that the guy from my lawn bowling? Or is that a different guy?
oh, I think it's a different guy, but yeah, there is some 12 people live in Seattle bullshit going on here where like. Someone Chris lawn bowls with is on the Taco Time cycling team, and this Joe guy who I met up with knows one of my coworkers really well because they used to work together. It was this whole just like it was meant to be, right? So anyway, so we make our plan. We're gonna meet at my house in West Seattle and go West Seattle, Rainier, Inner Bay, Shill Shoal, Lake
Lake City,
City.
yeah.
And this was right, like the Wallingford one closed in like July, right? So that would have been on that route. It would have been between, right, Shill Shoal and Lake City. So we meet up September 15th, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We hit the
Well,
road.
so do you want to, so the reason that we ended the story the way that we did was I drove my truck to the Lake City location and left it there, with the idea being that then a buddy was going to give me a ride down to Randy's place and we'd start in West Seattle. And then kind of finish up with the vehicle there so that I could give Randy a ride home and all these things. We're not just kind of stranded in Lake City because nobody wants that. But yeah, so anyway, so carry on with the
Oh
circumstance.
yeah, so we go to the West Seattle one, we get crisp tacos, great. We go down, right? You're screaming down the big hill to go take the low bridge, and the West Seattle low bridge is closed. It is closed for the weekend, apparently.
Wow, what
Or there was like a
drama?
big crash
There's
the
an
night
accident.
before and it was closed or something. And so we're like, okay, great. So we're gonna go like south on West Marginal Way to cross the First Avenue Bridge. And like, it's gonna add a whole bunch of miles. We have to go up Beacon Hill. Like, we have to do all this bullshit. But as we're realizing the West Seattle Bridge is closed, Colden gets a flat tire on his bike. So
No.
Oh my God.
we change a flat tire at the base of the West Seattle Bridge. It's like kind of eerily quiet because there's no traffic. It's closed. We get going. We go south on West Marginal. We're gonna start the detour, and maybe 5 more minutes later, it's flat again. Like, Colden installed a brand new tube inside. It was a whole thing, and we're like, what do we do? There's no bike shop open. It's a Sunday, and we had to call it. We gave up right there. So it was, we went 2.6 miles. I drove us to Lake City. We picked up Taco Time. Colden was like, I know a brewery near here. So we just like drink some beers, had some taco time, and we're just like, today was not the day, right? Anything I'm missing from attempt number one?
I don't think so. I mean,
Because it was like a 10-minute bike
it was a
ride.
really quick bike ride. It kind of got stranded by that park in West Seattle,
Oh,
right? Because
yeah.
I was like there and I had a bike that I couldn't ride and there was like no bus nearby and like there weren't really any Ubers around and I didn't really want to get on an Uber with a bike
But yeah,
also.
so I rode my bike home to get a car to come pick him up. It was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, so I just sat in the parking lot for a while. It was really cool.
It was great. Okay, so fast forward, we're like, let's try again. So October 6th was the fateful day.
So for the bike nerds out there
Oh,
who are
yeah.
wondering what had happened, the some of the rim tape in my back wheel was fucked up, and so basically the tube was getting punctured from the inside of the wheel.
No.
Yeah, so brought it to a shop, JRA in Crandall. Love those guys.
Shouts.
Shout outs. Yeah, got me all sorted and good to go. And so we took on take two.
And yeah, and Colden was like, Randy, I promise. I promise we're going to do it this time. So what at this point it's like we're ready to go, and our whole plan was a progressive meal. So we're going to like, I think we did taco at the first
I think we
one.
did, like, it was like a small soft taco, didn't we do?
Yeah, we did
Yeah.
mini soft tacos at Rainier. I forget we got in Inner Bay, but then we got crisp burrito. I think we got tater fries at Inner
That's
Bay,
right.
crisp burritos at Shill Shoal, and then Crustos at
Lake City.
Lake City. So it was like one complete meal because this is happening over the course of, a few hours. And we probably could have eaten more, but also we didn't want to, I don't know, puke or whatever. So some just like along the journey, incredible weather, not a cloud in the sky. Like it was perfect. It was right before Kraken season started. So they had these giant Kraken bobbleheads sprinkled all over the city. So we were riding through the ID. And there was this giant Maddie Beniers bobblehead. So we pulled over and took a picture with a Maddie Beniers bobblehead. Then 2 minutes later, we got a flyover by two F-18s because it was a Seahawks home game. And right, so it was like 105 and there's a flyby. And we're like, this is like nothing can go wrong. We're two taco times down. There was a bobblehead. There's not a cloud in the sky. We just got a flyover. America, fuck yeah. Like it was just great. Again, it was October 6th. So I'm just
Yeah, we
basic.
know. Yeah, same.
And then,
Understand the scene.
yeah, but no, it was super great. And if you just think about, I described it to someone as like, if you just did a Seattle bike ride, this was like a greatest hits of riding a bike in Seattle. We like over the West Seattle Bridge, along, we took the Mountain to Sound Greenway for a second along I-90. We came down Rizal Bridge from Beacon Hill, and you get that big view of the city. We rode along the waterfront. We went across the locks. We took the Burt Gilman Trail. It was you're going like under the Fremont Bridge and Gasworks and all. So even without the tacos, it was just like a greatest hits of Seattle 30-mile bike ride. Yeah, I will say when you're wearing Taco Time bike jerseys and you walk into a Taco Time, you will get questions from people. So the crew at the different Taco Times, some of them, I think if of the five, maybe like two or three said something, two or three did not. It was pretty split. But it's like, hey, what's the deal with it? Like they didn't really know about like the cycling team or whatever. And we told them in and we're riding to every Taco Time.
We also got stopped outside of Lumen Field because like we were kind of crossing like right before the CS game started. And so there's just like a ton of people there crossing First Avenue there. And like we're just kind of standing on the corner and some people behind us are like, are those guys sponsored by Taco Time? Like, is that Can you be sponsored by Taco Truck?
We were at the corner of like First and Royal Brome, and there it was like a sea of people, and these drunk people just wanted to know more about our like taco. So that was pretty cool. I have some stats for kind of wrapping it up.
Of course, you do. Yeah.
We would expect no less.
Yeah. I'm going back into my screenshots here. So our total like time on bike was 2 hours and 50 minutes. We did 29.4 miles. We burned a total of I burned a total of 1800 calories. I don't know about you.
I should check my
You should check it. But yeah, we like 1100 feet of elevation gain, average heart rate 146. Like we were working pretty hard, and it was I'd say the worst part where we were like, I hate my life and I want this to be over, was when you turn from the Burke-Gilman Trail down at like lake level and you need to get all the way up to like Lake City, and it's just a slog of an uphill. And that's when I was like, I'm good. Everything hurts. I just want some Crestos. So no, it was a ton of fun. Good memories.
For the record, my average heart rate was 119, so I had a slightly easier ride.
Yeah, and Colden has a nicer bike than I do.
I was on a real honest guy road bike, not a gravel bike, which definitely added a lot.
Yeah, I was putting in the work. So anyway, I think that's it. Do you guys have curiosities, questions about the tour to Taco Time? I mean, surely like Los Angeles 2028, if you're listening, you're always looking for demonstration sports. So, yeah.
Oh, I
maybe
will say
carrying the torch at some point.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's not a torch though. It's just a taco that's on fire.
or a cactus.
Yeah. I will say I did decide early on that instead of carrying water with me, I was going to get a fountain drink at each Taco Bell and change up the drinks.
Time. Taco Time.
Sorry, not oh my Taco God. Time. Oh no.
That's kind of a talking Taco Time.
Yeah. Can we fix that in post? Yeah, so at each Taco Time I got a different soda, which was kind of fun and exciting because it kept me on my toes until we were coming down the Helix Bridge by Expedia, and like you have to carry your bike down the stairs, and I managed to spill like a whole cup of root beer all over myself and my bike.
I mean, this would have been really good if they still had the freestyle machines, because you could have been getting like Powerade with some like lemonade mixed in there.
Yeah.
I'm missing that machine lately, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, and I posted some pictures on Instagram, but like Colden just straight up had his fountain, his Taco Time cup in his like water bottle holder. And so it was just giving a lot of swag, like, right?
It was super gross by the end of that.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, good times, would recommend. And, yeah, I was just thinking, like, well, what's next? Like, there's cycling team people, they told me that they've done similar rides, but, like, out long distances, like, you know, if you're going from Olympia to Centralia and they get Taco Time on either end, but not like in the as much of an urban environment, eating a ton. So I don't know. I'd do a like go around Lake Washington loop, get some Taco Time. I don't know. It was super fun, and you know, I felt like I could just eat whatever I wanted.
That's true. So we definitely did not burn off as many calories as we consumed, but it doesn't matter because it still evened out in the end.
Yeah,
I definitely think there's like an east side ride you could do that's like wouldn't be crazy distances, but would be mostly on like rail trails and stuff. You could get a little bit more distance and a little bit less traffic and stuff. There's definitely an opportunity to expand the Tour de Taco Time to other markets.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as those markets are within Western Washington.
That's true. Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the markets are very small for what it's worth. It's very niche targeted.
Or Wenatchee.
Yes.
Yeah. Just go from the Wenatchee one to the East Wenatchee one. I was gonna say,
what's the one? Or, is there one?
Or
that's
back
like
and forth.
Really yeah, close yeah. to the Kelso one or something. The one.
Well, that Longview and Kelso.
Yeah. Yeah.
The exit that has the two Taco Time signs on it. Yeah.
So just start ordering ahead at either one and see if you can outdo the employees by the time you get the.
We did. I think we did that on between one of the legs, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we were getting kind of tight on time at one point, and so we needed to do some. We did an order ahead when we left Inner Bay, and then by the time we scheduled it, knowing how long it would take us about 20-ish minutes to ride up to Shulshul. And so yeah, we definitely did that one. But definitely tried to burn through the gift card at the in-person. What else was I going to in-person order other than
And today.
And today. Yeah. So there you have it. It was a time. It was
There was tacos.
It was a taco time.
and it's suddenly 5 months ago.
We're taking registrations for this year's.
Yeah, hit us up, pildencast@gmail.com. We'll suffice.
Yeah.
Yeah, which speaks to how long it's been since we've recorded an episode. And I got to take the responsibility for that. We had a great guest lined up who we're hoping to have back in the future. We all convened at the Rainier Taco
In
Chime
person,
Yes,
in
in
person,
real life.
person, with a
IRL.
guest,
Back
with
in
a guest.
October. And I pulled out my backpack and discovered that I had not placed the recorder in there as I thought I had. So I'm the problem. It's me. But we're not going to leave you that long. Once again, going to work.
Are we done?
No.
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
just
I thought you
noting
were
that.
wrapping up the podcast, and I was like, wow, we
No.
have other topics to get to.
And to be fair, when the people find out who this person is that we met up with, we had a lovely dinner hanging out with this person, talking taco time offline. And can't wait for people to meet this big fan. So
And using our Taco Time gift cards, which we should thank the good people at Taco Time Northwest for hooking us up with those. Still
hell
going
yeah.
strong on mine. I think Tristan's already burned through his.
No, it's not even.
Mine's been gone for so long.
It's been gone for so long that I'm mad at you about still having yours.
I have $48 as of today. So
I'm kind of shocked, Randy. You had.
That's after two Taco Burger combos, too.
Yeah, I'm just not trying to do anything but order ahead. Like I.
Yeah,
So
that's the
you're still
thing.
eating at Taco Time. You're just paying for it and not using the gift card,
I'm usually
mostly.
just eating at home. Here's the thing. I will, as a transition out of the tour to Taco Time, our game plan, our toddler is now 20 months old. He's quite smart. He's figuring out the world, right? I will leave at like 6, go get Taco Time, come back at 6:15 for dinner. And when I come in the door, he says, Taco or Taco Time. And it's very cute. Last night,
Was
I
that his
was.
first word?
No, he's not that perfect. So last night, like, swear to God, my husband can vouch for me. I leave to go get Azelle's, or yeah, this was, yeah, last night. I come home, I walk through the door, and he says, Taco. Like, if I leave the house for 10 minutes and come back with a bag of food, he thinks that it's taco time now.
As
That
he
sounds about right.
should.
That checks
Yeah.
out.
So that's why I'm not eating in, you know.
My nephew is really into my tattoo, so he's always like, Taco time. And also my beanie. I let him wear it sometimes. He's like, Uncle Mustache, Taco time beanie.
That's pretty adorable, but it's also strange that your nephew sounds like Yoda.
I guess he kind of
Taco
does.
time beanie you have. All right, let's go through the questions for Colden. Starting off with, what is your go-to order at Taco Time?
Usually I'll do a soft burrito combo. If I'm feeling a little extra, I'll also throw a crisp burrito in there as like a little dessert item. But yeah, I like to just keep it classic.
That's very talking taco time. The crisp burrito on the side.
Yeah, a
We
must
heard
have.
You did chips and salsa today. We
Yes.
actually saw it. We saw
Oh,
photographic evidence of it.
you guys,
Very classy.
one of the first times Colden and I ever went out and had taco time together, he told me his sneak. And he was like, watch this sneak. Like, you may have pinned a success rate to it of like,
I guess it's like two-thirds of the time.
go ahead and tell the good people. This is almost, I almost was like, should he not even say it on the pod?
I
It's
know.
so
Okay. I
good.
hope they don't
I'm
shut this
so
down.
ready. I'm hold
Yeah,
on.
okay. So I've learned when you order a combo, what do you get as your side every time? That's your
Fries,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Because if you don't say anything, they just give you the fries, right?
yeah, you can there are some other options, but
Yes. So I have read the list. I enjoy a good chips and salsa, right? And what I have learned is that if you order a combo with chips and salsa instead of fries, about two-thirds of the time they'll actually give you both. Because they just see combo on the thing and assume fries, but then also see chips and salsa and put it in the bag.
And so the first time we had taco time in person together, he was like, watch this. I'm like, and I was like, there's no way. And then it happened.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is just like ordering in person, or has this worked using the app? Or
no, I do it at the drive-thru most of the time. Yeah, ordering in person. But I suspect it would work online just as well. I mean, I guess it depends on how the receipts come out for them, I guess, right? Because yeah. Like theoretically, it should print out as if I just ordered the combo with chips and salsa instead of the fries. But which I assume that if you order online, it would do the same thing.
Yeah.
But
today, because we had the two taco burgers, we did one with chips and salsa, one with fries. We assume that hits different, right? Like, yeah. But that's a sneak that I'm like, God damn, like this man's a genius.
That's when that is genius. I'm impressed. Me.
Yeah.
My sneak is hitting the wrong button and then my crisp chicken taco lights or crisp chicken tacos light. And also have beef on them somehow. And then I like checked the receipt, like somehow I added beef to those. Pretty good though.
I say, yeah, how is that? There's the chicken beef that we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, back in the day when I worked there, you know, you have to get creative when you're eating it, you know, multiple times a day. So I've dabbled in the chicken beef game many times.
Is that like what's the Taco Time version of a McGangbang? Yeah, that's basically what that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to throw some pinto beans, rice, beef, and chicken, you know, on like a little soft burrito action.
That sounds really good.
All right, back to our questions. Do you have any former Taco Time favorites?
Ooh. I mean, I also enjoyed the Chicken Caesar stuff, and so it is missed dearly. But I feel like I haven't been around long enough to see many things kind of go away.
Like the fucking chimichanga I had? Because what's the location, Randy, that they only
Lacey,
have?
Lacey's got chimichangas.
Lacey.
And Olympia.
I already had ordered and Randy had texts like, did you get the chimmy? And I went back to the counter to order it because I'm just like.
I got a random text. It was like, I'm in Olympia. And I was like, you better get the fucking chicken chimmy.
And I did. I went back and got it, and it was so good. It's like very similar to the casita action, just no burrito sauce and you know, a little more crispy.
The bomb.
Sounds good. Colton, did you ever try the sweet potato tater fries?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
Yeah. Those are number one on my former Taco Time favorites list.
I mean, while we're running through it, my number one is the habanero chicken crisp burrito.
Yes.
Oh, rip to
big rip.
Did you guys just bring me here to list off all the things that I can't have?
Yeah.
Hey, that might come back someday. And that, you know, when they started it, they were just like doing a little habanero salsa inside the regular crisp chicken burrito. It didn't really work until they got the like special spicy tortilla. And then actually like mix the salsa
that was special.
With the mix. And then it was like perfect. And I really don't know why they got rid of it. But
look, one of the things we've learned in the last few years about Taco Time Northwest is nothing is gone forever as True. Long as you ask for it vociferously enough.
If you start a podcast just for the
I mean, we got the Caesar back when it felt like that it was never coming back.
Hail Caesar.
So we've already covered, have you been to the other Taco Time?
Yeah.
Which leaves us with, what is your favorite Taco Time location? I guess apparently at one point it was Wallingford.
It was Wallingford.
Sadly ripped to Wallingford.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Shishol location a lot, especially with its proximity to the locks. Like a good go get some food and go sit on the grass and watch boats go by afternoon can be pretty great. I'm trying to think if there's any of the ones that are like really meaningful. I mean, the one in Kirkland that we tailgated at was pretty great. Mostly just because it was late at night and nobody cared. And, you know, we're drinking seltzers out the back of the truck. I don't know. I feel like the location to me is less interesting than the memories that you make at the location. Right?
Wow. Well,
that's true. Yeah.
What if the real Taco Time was the friends we made? All the
time? But also the taco burgers we ate along the way.
But also the taco, yeah. True. It can be both.
Yeah.
Okay. Other topics. Tristan, did you have something?
Well, I just wanted to hear Randy's thoughts about, apparently, I didn't see it. I'm not as up on the Taco Time social media as you all are. There was a party
A launch.
To unveil, to celebrate, to launch the Taco Burger. And I guess the Talkin' Taco Time invites were lost in the mail.
Yeah, you know, I get informed delivery too in my email from the USPS every day. So normally, you know,
if oh, me too, man.
I check my spam folder, nothing. And maybe it's a in that moment, I truly was like, you know, the squeaky wheel. We haven't put out a podcast since July, right? Like, like, did they think we like hung up the crisp burrito, so to speak? But anyway, I will say, so
we would hang up the cactus, right? Because that's our logo, the talking cactus.
Thank you. And I will say that, right, they did their sort of teases and all that. And one of them was like a bun and it said something like, we've got something in the oven. And I just posted that, you know, try to be a good, you know, supporter on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And no fewer than three people thought this was me cryptically saying that we were having another kid.
I was one of those people.
Including Colden.
So good.
So I was like, just like,
whose oven, simples. First of all?
No. Like, question, like, it's the, but also it's like the closest you could come to, like, what is a Taco Time? Like, not a gender reveal party, but like a Taco Time.
Yeah, birth announcement. Yeah.
Anyway. put like little hockey skates. Like, we're adding another, like, wing to our line or whatever. No, ours is just a bun, apparently. So there's that. Yeah, there was a big, you know, big influencer thing. And or someone at my office was like, wow, they had this whole influencer event. And I was like, here's the thing. I work in marketing communications. I actually thought it was great what they did with the launch. We, the four of us, are like Taco Time. We are influencing our own circle. The people that they had there were like,
they want to bring in some young, you know, some fresh blood.
Yeah, they were.
But there were four more spots on the invite list.
We'd be the old guys with our mustaches in the corner. Yeah. I think I actually did see a young kid with a mustache there, though.
That's literally what I said. Modern mustache.
Yeah. Weak.
Yeah.
I believe that conversation was offline.
You've got a mustache for TikTok. But no, so it was in looking at like the thing, it's like, oh no, they're trying to like reach out and broaden the thing. So totally get that. And also, you know, again, what's four little spots?
I mean, I think but we also had our fun Evening Magazine. That was like when they were doing the Taco Burger last time.
That's true. By Evening Magazine, not Taco Time. But
well, they gave us some before. Couldn't have ordered one at that time.
I saw the Mariners did a preview of, which granted, I'm not surprised. That's the Mariners, whatever. But I am like, the Pelton cast is not doing a good enough job in this one specific category. Where I'm like, I felt like this was what we had down, is being invited to events like this.
And I saw like food related at the intersection of like food
sports and food.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
That's it. That's where we land, right there.
That has always been a goal, to get invited to those events.
I see Mina Kimes, though. She's walking around on TikTok doing a mock of the first 10 picks of the draft. ESPN senior writer Kevin Pelton, we'll see, it's been boldly predicted, but has as of yet been doing the walking around talking about trade grades on TikTok. So maybe when that happens, things will be a little bit different.
Yeah, you got to be ticking and talking. And talking Taco Time, Al.
Oh my God. Anyway, we're not butthurt about it at all. We love you, Taco. We love you, Taco Time Northwest. So yeah. Next time you bring back something and you're having a thing, you know where to find us. We're right here in your feed every 12 to 18 months.
Sometimes with a special guest, maybe.
Yeah.
If we remember the recording equipment. That was my main topic.
Me forgetting the recording equipment?
No. That's hypothetically water under the bridge. Have you asked that person again? I don't know why we're saving it as a secret. I like it.
No, I think we should save it as a secret. I did mention it to this person via DM, but have not gotten a date nailed down.
Did they respond?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, they weren't anything.
Like, you're going to make me show up again.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I said we would do it over Zoom this time.
They were trapped with us at a taco time with no recording equipment and never responded to the DM again. I know what these guys are all about.
They just wanted something from me.
Ooh, it's like a horror story first date. Person invited me onto their podcast with four white guys.
With no recording equipment.
Yeah, get out talking taco time.
Are four white guys allowed to sit around and talk if it's not for podcast purposes?
That's why they almost kicked us out.
Yeah. Chris, did you have any topics to cover?
Just trying different stuff on the menu. Like, I've been getting the crisp chicken taco light a lot lately instead of, you know, a regular taco. Or I got the nachos the other day, but you know, they usually come with like black beans, pico, you know, and the cheese. I got it without the black beans. I'm not too big a fan of those. And then I try to add corn salsa, but when I got home, it was literally just beef and cheese. No pico, no corn salsa. But I don't think it's a great to-go item. The cheese kind of sticks to that compostable container. So the parts that weren't sticking to the container, I still enjoyed. Got some jalapenos, which I don't normally get from there. You know, the little cups. Throwing that on there. Probably a much better dine-in. Trying to just switch it up as I wait for the return of the chicken Caesar soft taco.
Presumably the next LTO, we'll see what sort of schedule they start establishing. But yeah, I guess that's going to be the summer item in Taco Burger 2.0 is for spring now.
And then when do they usually do the shrimp, Randy?
I mean, shrimp has been summer before, but has been a summer into fall before. That's, you know, that's my white whale right there. So.
Well, we will continue to monitor the situation and bring you emergency pods as news warrants, plus some regular ones with some guests we've been lining up. So thanks for sticking with us through this long hiatus, and we promise it's not going to be that long again. Thanks so much to Colton for joining us.
Oh, thanks, man.
And thanks to you for listening.